from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dan Zangrilli joining us right now on the Fan Hotline. Dan is brought to us by the injury lawyers of LGKG, LGKG Western PA Injury Lawyers, for over 90 years, lgkg.com. Dan, good morning. It is finally here. It's trade deadline day. What up?
What's up? How we doing?
Well, that depends. What are the Bucks going to do? And if Yandy Diaz, who's reported to be a guy they're interested in, would be coming back in a deal, would that titillate you at all, Dan?
Yeah, he's a professional hitter, lengthens the lineup. Very, very good bat. I'm good with that. I think that would be as good as any hitter that they otherwise could have acquired, maybe outside of a Rooker, which, right, he's not available. So I would be very cool with the Diaz.
Well, Dan, how would that go if they were to acquire him? Like, would he platoon first base? Would he platoon third base? Would Cabrian Hayes be moved somewhere else and him play third base? Would he be the all-time first base? Like, how would they use him? Would it be DH? Like, I mean, there's multiple ways that they could use him if they do acquire him.
Yeah, what was the word that Crowley used just a moment ago?
It's hard to remember, Dan.
Yeah, titillating?
Titillating.
It would be that. I don't know. Would it require Andrew McCutchen potentially to put on a glove and go to right field here and there to open up the DH spot? Maybe, though I'm not sure that's in the cards. But
is that not in the cards because he doesn't want it to be in the cards, or because they don't want that to be the case?
I think it's probably an ability issue. He is very much 37 years old physically, and I think the medicals show that. I think there's a bad elbow, there's a bad knee there, so as much as they would want him to do that, as much as he may want to do that, I think there's the brutal reality of what both he and the medicals would show you, like, if he would go out there. But that's not to say that they can't or shouldn't try it judiciously to advance this thing forward, but yeah, that would be a really tough conversation to have, and I think even tougher to play out in reality.
There are a couple of reported names in a potential Yandy Diaz trade. Braxton Ashcraft, Jack Brannigan, the ninth-rated prospect in the Pirates' farm, and then Greensboro starting pitcher Patrick Riley. I feel like all three is a little rich. What do you think?
Yeah, the first two especially. I don't know enough about the third. So I think I'd be more inclined to go about maybe going with option C, not because I just don't know a lot about it, but we probably don't know a lot about it is because, you know, the other two guys you hear quite a bit about because they're really special players, and not to say that Riley isn't, but you still have to give up something at some point, and that would be probably most comfortable for me to go that route.
With the injuries to Josh Palacios and G1 Bay last night, Dan, do you think that we'll see Jack Suwinski back up on the roster?
No, because of what we heard from Derek Shelton pregame, it sounded like a man really convicted to give Sawinski some time at AAA. And he, I think in so many uncertain words, said that this guy is burned out, maybe even has some, I don't know if it's anxiety issues, but the grind that this year has been on Jack has been very real. And they want to unplug him, get him away from the big leagues. So if they had to dip down to AAA, I would say you're more inclined to see an Edward Olivares or somebody else, though.
Oh, I forgot they were hiding his ass down there.
Yeah, there he is. Yep. Oh, yep. Peeks out of the bushes, gives you the elbow, wrist. Here I am.
Dan,
miss me yet?
Dan, how about the Jalen Beeks acquisition and what they gave up, and then your thoughts on the Nick York, Quinn Priester trade?
So I liked Beeks, and I think I mentioned him to you guys maybe a month ago when we were talking about how Colorado would be an ideal trade candidate, because the Pirates, I felt, right, back in the day when we first started talking about this, they needed what? They needed a couple of bats. They needed a reliever, and Beeks was my reliever that I kind of identified with the Rockies. So I really like the deal. They didn't give up much there from everything that I can gather. I think it's a funky left-hander with all sorts of deception that is going to strengthen this bullpen. Unfortunately, what does that mean for Ryan Borucki? It seems like this nerve issue is just not going away, and it's concerning. I was talking to Andrew last night, and he maybe subscribes to the theory, and I'm not sure if you threw this out there, Adam, on Twitter, that maybe the acquisition of Beeks means another shoe is going to drop, like a Chapman. I don't know that would be the case, but that's an interesting question, and I think it could be a sound theory that, you know, you bring in the left-hander Beeks only to move another left-hander away that does have a big number on his head. I'm not necessarily sold on that, but I can't completely dismiss it either. But all in all, I think it was a good acquisition, relatively low cost, and Beeks is a good veteran that can mix it and match it and really strengthen that bullpen. Gives Derek Shelton a much better second left-handed option than, say, Josh Fleming.
And what about the Nick York trade?
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting hit tool. I think he's going to be up here at some point this year. For whatever reason, the Quinn Priester thing, they just weren't making headway on that. So sometimes change of scenery is best. I do like the York hit tool, especially after talking to the AAA broadcaster for the Woo Sox, Tyler Murray. He really likes York and says that this is it's a good hit tool. Defensively, there's that versatility. He thinks that he's going to be able to realize his potential and live up to some of that first-round talent. Not necessarily a 30-home-run guy, more so gap-to-gap line drives, which it sounds like they replaced Nick Gonzalez with maybe a Nick Gonzalez. If he turns out to be that, I would be happy.
Dan, I know before you had been anti-rental, but if it's a guy like Kevin Pillar and you give up your 35th ranked prospect, is that something you'd take a flyer on?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and when I would say I'm anti-rental, I'm not here to use prospect capital in a very much flip of the coin year, which I think at best that's what we would call 2024. So that's what I meant about, you know, when you go out and acquire a rental, I'm not gonna throw anything meaningful at a rental this year, but if it is essentially for the better part of giving up nothing, yeah, that's absolutely fine. That is very much a low risk, higher reward type of deal that the Pirates would have to be inclined to make.
Dan, appreciate your trade deadline analysis as always. Thank you for coming on, and hopefully next time we talk, the Pirates will be a better baseball team.
Well. Yes, and they will. I think they're going to do some things, and I don't know. If this is all they do, I don't go as far as saying that I'm thrilled or pleased, but they did do a little bit, and they did get slightly better. So we'll talk to you next time.
Next time.
Oh, man, we've been watching a lot of gymnastics. That was not your better dismount there,
no, it was
my friend.
Not. No, it was not.
You want to take another stab at it? See you later, big guy.
All the best.
All the best.
See you, Dan. Dan Zangrilli. He'll have your pregame coverage tonight before the Pirates take on the Astros in Game 2. Bailey Falter on the bump for the Buccos.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.